Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Nika, you talked about places in Scripture where the Lord clearly separates himself from darkness, where we read truths like, God is light, in him there is no darkness at all. But you also say that there's places that are situationally dark, that Jesus is in the dark with us. Make the distinction, if you would, between, again, spiritual darkness and situational darkness.
Well, as I was thinking about these dark situations that we face, I thought it couldn't be that we're understanding this scripture correctly. It just couldn't be that God's not with us, because he says that he always is with us. He says that he will never abandon us. So that means that there has to be a difference between spiritual darkness, which is evil or anything that is offensive to him and to the kingdom. That's different from a situational darkness. And a lot of times, even in the Bible, as we look through, we see many of God's great leaders began the most important or significantly influential time in their lives began through darkness. A prime example would be Joseph rising up to be a leader in Egypt. We see the same thing in the lives of Daniel. He faced a pit of lions. We see even Lazarus faced death. I mean, there are so many people. Samuel, I think, is a perfect example, too, who, as a prophet of Israel, great leader, if he was going to be a prophet, he had to learn to recognize the voice of the Lord. And where did he learn it? As a young boy in the middle of the night, in the dark. Mm-hmm. And when he heard that voice, at first he was so unsure of it. But over experiencing it and pressing into the Lord and saying, here I am, speak, he learned that this is the voice that I'm listening to. This is the voice that leads me. Another one, Saul, you know, was persecuting Christians, and then he experienced blindness. That's very literally the dark. And that blindness led to true spiritual vision, and he gave his life to the Lord and became a father of the church. So those experiences made me realize God was with those people, and he never abandoned them. In fact, he used the darkness to train them as hope hunters. See, if the earth's only hope is God, then we have to be able to keep him in sight at all times. And the people who know how to keep God in sight at all times are the ones who've learned to see in the dark. And we learn to see what we see in the dark is God. He's with us. He never leaves. And the more we trust that, the more we grow as leaders ourselves.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.